Good morning to you, Guy with you. And I'll say it once again, it's great to have you on board for the Breakfast Club for this Saturday morning. This, my very good friend, is the third of the 4 hours. The VOP Nightstalkies. Yeah, that's me, Guy. Very pleased to be with you. And, of course, we're not only the VOP, but we're also Yose FM in Yose de Ranes on this Saturday morning and tomorrow for Sunday, too. Now, in this hour of the programme, to go with the boss's choices, I've chosen some great all-time hits, and they come from Simply Red, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Joe Jackson, Fleetwood Mac, and the Electric Light Orchestra. 1540 all-time hit, the VOP. It's the Weekend Breakfast Club. Guy with you right through until 10 o'clock today. The very distinctive voice there as the lead singer of Ian Hunter. He of the solo single Once Bitten Twice Shy fame. There he was, the lead singer of Mott the Hoople. And yes, they did drop the Hoople from their name later on in their career and become just Mott. Oh, dear me, I really do hope I retain full possession of my Hoople as I get older. But Mott the Hoople they were, not their biggest hit from the UK they were. Their first hit was their biggest hit, and that was in 1972. All the Young Dudes, of course. But there they were. Just 1 year later, 1973, Roll Away the Stone, perhaps even inspired by Easter. But it got to number 8 on our chart and stayed on the chart for a total of 12 weeks. I don't know about the Easter thing. I really need to go back and listen to the lyrics a little more carefully, don't I? There's magic everywhere. Great stuff, as always, on the VOP and on Yosa FM. How are you diddling this morning? I hope you're really fine. I really do. And enjoying the weekend already, even though it's only just begun. In just a couple of moments' time, it'll be part one of Today in History. That is the anniversaries for this very day. After something a little on the rowdy side, but it's a great song nonetheless. Mott the Hoople it is, soon to become simply Mott. But this, Roll Away the Stone. The Breakfast Club, oldies, the VOP. Y también en Yosa FM, en Valencia, en España, our sister radio station there, with us every single Saturday and Sunday for the Breakfast Club. And yes, this is the Saturday edition. Join us again tomorrow for the kinder, gentler Sunday edition. Again, 6 to 10 UK time, 7 to 11 Spanish time. Time for a bit of comedy now. Listen to the words and read between the lines. What is that full ashtray telling us about him? Is Rupert Holmes. Time to go back in time to the 1980s. A fellow with a very, very shocking mane of hair. Mane being the operative word. This is Simply Red, and they're holding back the years. Holding back the years. Peace be with you, indeed. And if you're listening in Yosa de Ranes today, well, I was there earlier this week. I was indeed, and I had a great time too. Thank you very much indeed to everybody at Yosa FM for being such excellent hosts and showing me around the radio station. It was a real pleasure. It was indeed. And if you're listening to Yosa FM this morning on 107.2 on the FM band, then bon dia to you. Coming up in just a few moments' time, it'll be time for part one of Today in History. That is, the anniversaries for this day. After we've gone back in time to the 1970s this time, and it's a fellow by the name of Joe Jackson who poses the question, is she really going out with him? Pretty women. Would you believe it? 29th of April 2017. And yes, it was my birthday yesterday. And yes, it was a good one, I can tell you. On this day, back in 1429, Joan of Arc led Orleans in France to victory over Britain. Just imagine that. The House of Orleans beating Great Britain. 1968 was the year. Creedence Clearwater Revival. That marvellous, marvellous track. I heard it through the grapevine. It doesn't stop there, you know. Now I've had to cut it down a little bit because that recording is 10 minutes long. And we just don't have time for a 10-minute long single. Sorry about that if you were enjoying it. But I saw one or two people's eyes starting to wander and a few people kind of tapping their fingers there because it's been playing for quite a long time now, hasn't it? I tell you what, next time I play it, I'll play the end instead of playing the beginning. Kitty Cowcow had Creedence Clearwater Revival for you, 1968. I heard it through the grapevine. Have you heard about this? The two websites for the two radio stations, the VOP and Liosa FM. Liosa FM's website has got the Listen Again archive of past episodes of this very programme. That's at liosafm.com. I'll spell that LOSAFM.com. LOSAFM.com. You can listen to this programme again and again and again, and others, of course, in the series, until you get really weary of the whole thing, I can tell you. Not that that would happen for a very long time. That's at liosafm.com, and the VOP's website is at thevop.net. In the meantime, I'm going to wish you a great week. Yes, have a very good week. And of course, come back next week, Saturday and Sunday, for the Breakfast Club, all in one piece. That's how we want you. And have a very good week in the meantime. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday and stay with whichever of these two radio stations you're listening to right now. So, from me, Guy Starkey, it's bye-bye, take care, ta-ra, and hasta la próxima.